This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a, I guess it's Thursday. Man, it's been a strange week. Coming back from vacation is always that.
I'm here, so it's
Coach is, by the way, in the studios. You didn't hear from him that last segment. He was just sitting over there shaking his head.
Oh, wow. They got a lot of work to do over
Yes,
there.
They do. Yes, they do. All right, well, let's tell you about an event which is coming up with the Kirkland Fine Arts Center and the folks from the Millikan Symphony, and it's our great pleasure to welcome Sergei back into the studios. It feels like you were just here a couple of weeks ago.
It's been a long 2 weeks. I think it was 2 weeks ago for a Labor Day concert.
That's exactly
And here
right.
we are, our opening Masterworks.
All right, now tell me about Masterworks before we introduce our special guest here.
Right. So every year, MDSO does 5 Masterworks. This is the concerts where we put on the best Masterworks from the orchestral repertoire. We bring in guest artists from all over the world. And this Saturday is the concert of all Russian music, Romeo and Juliet of Tchaikovsky, Romeo and Juliet of Prokofiev. And to offset all that love and death, we have a youthful piano concerto by Shostakovich, number 2, with guest pianist Ilya Yakushev.
Okay, now Ilya is in the studios with us here today, and we're going to find out how one becomes a world-renowned pianist, and we'll find that out in a minute. But how do you go about contacting? I mean, the world's a great big place. You know, how do you track down exactly what you want for this series?
Right. So my vision is that I come up with a concert, and then I find the soloist to suit that concert. And so because of the youthful spirit of the concert, I felt it was really important to have a pianist that's for whom this music would be dear to heart and for whom this music would be natural, but also a young person to bring this music to life. And so I researched, I've looked, and Ilya was the best thing I found.
All right. Well, Ilya, welcome to the community. Welcome to Decatur. You've done a lot of impressive things. You've worked with the BBC Concert Orchestra, the Boston Pops, Lindsay, and I just got back from Boston last week, so we saw where all that takes place. You've traveled the whole world with your talent.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me here. It's my pleasure to be in Decatur for the first time, actually. Thank you, Maestro, for bringing me in for this exciting concert that we're going to have on Saturday. You know, the simplest way to describe it is just you practice, practice, and practice, and then you get to the place where you want to be. If you don't practice enough, you don't get there. If you practice too much, you can kill yourself.
So it's a fine balance.
Yes, exactly.
At what age did you begin playing the piano?
As everybody else, at 5.
5?
Yeah.
And so how long did it take, for you to become, when did you know that you had an innate talent or through the practice and hard work that you could be what you are today?
Well, in Russia, where I'm from, we start our college education a little bit sooner than the kids do here. We have to make up our minds at around 13, 14 years old. So right around that time in my life, I decided that maybe I want to pursue my piano performance education and decided to get into the music college in St. Petersburg in my hometown. And actually, I'm playing a piano concerto by Dmitri Shostakovich, who is actually from St. Petersburg as well, born and raised there. And, while I was there just last couple of weeks, I was taking in as much air as possible in preparation for this concert this weekend. So.
All right. Now you have to now it's your job to sort of translate that to the Midwest, you know, here in Illinois.
Oh,
right?
It's my pleasure to be back here in the Midwest, yeah. Actually, so I'm ready.
But we don't have necessarily the historical connection to the music that you guys have, you know, growing up where you grew up. So explain, you know, your passion for this music and how that translates to an audience Saturday night.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of classical music history in Russia, of course, because there were a lot of great composers living there, and Shostakovich was one of those guys who is a symbol of my city in particular, of St. Petersburg. As I said, he was born and raised there. He taught at the conservatory in Leningrad. And, you know, when you were walking through those buildings where those guys worked, and when you work with people that worked with these guys, you take in a lot of information that unfortunately is not here to such extent here in the Midwest, or here in the United States. And that's why it is great to, have Russian teachers, for example, in the United States, just like Maestro Bogza, actually, with a Russian background, who could bring some of that here as well and to connect those ideas and thoughts to the American audiences. And I'm happy to be here to do this as well. The Midwest is actually a second home for me. I've done a lot of concerts in the Midwest, know every corner of every state around here.
Fantastic. All right, so what can people expect Saturday night? It's not just the piano. You have a full show.
Right. One of the other exciting portions of the concert is the Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Initially, the ballet didn't take off, so Prokofiev made a suite. So we'll perform suite number two. But in addition, we're bringing in two ballet dancers from the Alabama Ballet who will help to tell the story of these cross-starred lovers. If I may add, what makes or translates to the audience in the Midwest, regardless of a composer, is because in the Masterwork series, we do music by world-renowned composers. And it's these composers who have, so to speak, an international voice. Although they may be Russian, they may be from a different country, they do have an international flavor that appeals to everyone. So although this is a concert of all Russian music, the emotions conveyed by these composers translate to Midwest, to West Coast, all around the world, and it's what makes this so special.
All right, and you also have a choreographer who has performed with the London Ballet. I'm just looking at it, and I'm not trying to name drop all right. of the cities involved, but you've got, you know, these are world-class talents that will all converge on Millikan University's campus Saturday night. And I don't know what the ticket prices are. I'm assuming it's a lot cheaper than it would be to see this in New York or London.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the ticket prices generally from it's $10 or $15 or $20. I do like to downplay some of this stuff as a Russian. I tend to be kind of modest sometimes, but what you say is true. This is a spectacular event with a special choreographer to choreograph this special dance for the two ballet dancers. Pianist from Russia being here.
For the price that you are charging for admission at Kirkland Fine Arts Center on Saturday night, for you to go to see this type of talent and this caliber of talent in right. London or New York or San Francisco would be a very expensive endeavor to right. go see. Here for $10, $15, $20, you're going to see world-class entertainment right here in Decatur, Illinois. And by the way, the parking's free. How do people get tickets and how long can they get tickets?
Right. So we brought two complimentary tickets.
Oh, we're giving away. All right.
Giving two away tickets. They can call the Kirkland box office or just if you're unfamiliar with orchestra, just type in orchestras at Millikan and you'll find the link there and find more information about us, the information about guest artists, and the special presentation we'll have this Saturday. By the way, if people are interested in knowing more, say it's your first time go to the symphony and you've never done this, you've never heard this music before, I do what it's called a pre-concert conversation, pre-concert talk from 6:30 to 7 o'clock, and I talk about the pieces, I interview our guest artists. And in addition, what's new this year is that the Kirkland Fine Arts will start offering adult beverages before the concert and during the intermission.
You buried the lead, Sergey. That should have been the first thing we talked about, not the last. All right, Sergey and Ilya, we appreciate you being here. Good luck Saturday night.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we're going to give those tickets away here in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned. Quick break and a look at your weather. Here is the birthday girl, Lindsay Romano, with your three-day forecast.
Today we do have sunny skies, highs near 94 degrees. For tonight, clear and lows around 70. For your Friday, sunshine, highs near 93. And Saturday, sunny once again, highs near 91 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 75 degrees.